It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Between us, lover of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Hey, good Thursday, everybody. Good to have you listening on BPN Radio here, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Around the clock, around the globe, you can pray with me anytime, day or night. This is Thursday, January the 15th, and I'm going to be giving for the next hour. I'm going to be giving prophetic words of what I see coming to America, of the nations of the world, this year or years to come, because I realize that when I prophesy, it could be a now word, or it could be a future word, it could be a confirming word, or a new word. I've been in the ministry since 1966. I've been giving prophetic words as a prayer and prophetic leader since 1985. And since 1990, I've been sharing what I'm seeing and hearing concerning the coming year. And so here I am today. And you must understand that when I prophesy today, it could be a now word, future word, confirming or word, or a new word. And Amos 3 and 7 says, "Surely the Lord God does nothing except he reveals his secrets unto his servants, the prophet." Isaiah 21 and 6 says, "Go set a watchman or a prophet, let him declare what he sees." So the watchman on the wall are the prophets, and they see what is coming. They proclaim that to the intercessors who praise, and then as the intercessors pray in their prayer closet, they begin to declare what they are hearing to the prophet. And so you must understand, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 that we know in part and prophesy in part. So I'm going to give you the part that I see and hear for the coming year or the coming years. And it will only be a part. Another prophet or prophetess may declare what they are seeing and hearing. So I have on purpose tried to avoid reading, listening to other prophetic voices, so that I could just declare not what they are seeing and hearing, but what I am seeing and hearing. And of course, I know that me declaring every year what I'm seeing or hearing, or even throughout the year, giving prophetic words has caused me to be quite controversial, because some people, even many Christians, are saying, well, don't be giving negative words. You need to be giving people hope. Well, I really believe that I'm a messenger of hope, and I've given thousands of words over thousands of people the past 30 years, giving individual prophetic words, and most all of these words contain hope. But I understand that a prophet primarily is one who gives prophetic words to the church, the city, and the nations, or the nations. And so I would like to start out today by praying right now. And I'm asking that you not turn me off, even though you may disagree with some of the prophetic words that I'm going to give. Please don't turn me off, because I believe there's going to be a great conclusion to this broadcast. So, Father, we pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done in each of our lives today. And I pray that you would anoint the ears of people to hear what you are saying to the church, to your people, to the nation, nations of the world. Give us ears to hear and eyes to see and hearts to receive. And I know that prophetic words are to prepare people for what is coming. I also know that most prophetic words are conditional, but not all prophetic words are unconditional. And so we know that through prayer that we have the opportunity to pray and to change the climate, the society, what's going on. And so, Lord, as we hear these prophetic words today, may we respond accordingly. Give us faith to hear and faith to respond. And may we have great hope that this life is only temporal, but there is an eternity to prepare for. So anoint me, your servant, today as I share these prophetic words. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to rehearse some of the prophetic words that I've been giving, and I'm not going to go back too far, but I'm going to go all the way back to 2009 and then begin to share some words through 2014 before I give you words for 2015, because some of the words that I gave even back in 2009 or 10 have not yet come to pass, because we know that prophetic words are foretelling what is going to happen. And so some of these words, of course, are future words. But I'm just going to share some of the words that I've given going all the way back to 1990. I said starting in 1990, I said I see Americans being lulled into a false sense of security as the economy experiences a temporary rebound. As a result, because of forecast of a boom in our economy, many citizens of our nation will return to their former ways of buying and selling. I see this economic spurt as very brief, but we give Christians and churches a window of opportunity to get their houses in order. I see false prophets, self-appointed, self-seeking, arising in this nation, speaking words of peace and prosperity, prophesying for money and gain. They will receive great notoriety, but a sudden turn of events will expose their greed and deception. I see a strong spirit of delusion being sent to this nation, accompanied by a strong spirit of perversion, inordinate mixtures taking place that will begin to dominate our society, bringing a temporary spirit of heaviness and complacency to the church in America. I see a greater wave of filth coming upon America, the moral fiber of this nation unraveling through the passing of more liberal laws as a result of political and economic pressures. I see a new bartering system coming to the forefront of our society, changing the way we do business and actually providing an economic stimulus. I see a lack of jobs giving way to a lack of workers, a society so addicted that they cannot go to work in the mornings. I see euthanasia laws being passed due to a lack of finances to fund health care. I see not only the lives of babies being aborted, but the terminally ill also. This group will also include those with incurable diseases and severe disorders. Death by request laws will eventually be granted in most states. I see people dying mysterious deaths in their sleep with no medical explanations. I see a great divide coming to America. I see one state successfully seceding from our union, followed by a domino effect. I see portions of our nation being merged into other nations. Since 1999, I've seen three other nations, China, Russia, and North Korea, rising against America to conquer and divide. I see a spirit of lawlessness coming upon this nation with martial law being put in place. I see major militias being organized to combat terror in our streets as policemen stand helplessly by due to major restrictions placed on policemen through regulations and liberal judges. Because of this lawlessness, I see cities on fire, aflame. I see a spirit of rage coming to this nation, uncontrolled and unchecked emotions. As a result, I see empty stadiums in this nation and nations of the world, major sporting events being shown on television, pay-per-view, controlled theaters because of uncontrolled violence among the fans, players and referees fearing for their lives. Suddenly, major athletes will only be paid a fraction of their former salary. I see America becoming a homebound society. I see sanctuary cities being recognized in America. They will be known as cities of refuge, where people flee from certain cities that have become completely overrun by demonic forces. No one's safety is insured. People flee to other cities where the gospel is being preached. Intercessors are filling the churches, doing spiritual warfare. Places where there is a godly government set in place in the city. I see one city with great prosperity and peace, and another city not far away with great darkness and chaos. I continue to see a new order of mobile home living in this nation, with mobile home sales on the rise, mobile home communities springing up overnight, and new mobile home designs making mobility more affordable and accessible. I see the way we do education in America dramatically changing. I see the home, school, and church school movement continuing to advance, with local churches responding to this need. I see major restrictions coming to the church mingle with persecution, particularly toward those who continue to preach righteousness and holiness. I see great pressures mounting against these godly entities from the government and the media. I see a new national church organization rising in cooperation with a worldwide organization. I see an unholy merger taking place between government and church. Members and leaders in the government church will be provided major benefits. However, many pastors of these churches will be replaced by government pastors. I see the Muslim movement growing in America, with thousands of mosques being built in many different geographical locations. I see demonic churches springing up across our nation, building major facilities in major cities, boldly proclaiming their power and challenging the Christian church in debates, manifestations, and etc. Aided by a national television network, their influence will spread quickly. I see a mocking spirit coming to America, mocking everything that is good, godly, and wholesome. I see escalated controversy over the name of Jesus. I see America abandoning its commitments to Israel and other allies. I see a new monetary system coming to America. This system will eventually spread throughout the whole earth. I see many people coming across our southern border with little restraint. I see many returning south because of new opportunities in that direction. I see many people moving across our northern border into Canada as a result of new migration laws in Canada, making provision for this mind-boggling migration because of the great transference of wealth that will take place in Canada. Uninhibited geographical locations in Canada will become greatly inhabited, seemingly overnight. I see major ministries relocating to Canada. I see a couple in America gaining worldwide influence by producing major solutions to the world economic and military challenges. I continue to see major oil and gas discoveries made in America, with some states doubling in populations very quickly. I see great prosperity in some areas and great poverty in other areas. I see major conflict due to these happenings. I continue to see years of plenty followed by years of famine in this land. I see masses of people returning to New Orleans, particularly from other nations of the world, to take advantage of opportunities that have been made available by the American government. These people will ignore risk to take advantage of the opportunity to live in America and to be given quick access in becoming a citizen of the United States. In the midst of it all, there will come a major revival to the most significant city in America, New Orleans, followed by spiritual awakening, multitudes turning to God. Self-imposed curses will be removed and idols will be torn down. New Orleans will become a model city accompanied by the wealth of the world, a world trade center. People come from the four corners of the earth to participate. I see the church temporarily retreating to hide themselves from the challenges coming their way. However, I see a mercy cry going up from the church in America, followed by a season of repentance and spiritual cleansing. I see the Holy Spirit doing spiritual surgery on the church this year, removing hearts of stone, replacing them with hearts of flesh. I see a brokenness coming to the church the latter part of 2009 that will truly attack the heart of God. I see God raising up an army of intercessors who will begin to intercede on behalf of this nation. I see these intercessors calling on God day and night, crying not for justice but for mercy. I hear these mercy cries accompanied by cries of repentance coming out of the church in America, those cries attracting heaven and earth responding. Because of persecution, economic and governmental pressures, I see pastors and churches working together in town after town, city after city in America. I see regular citywide prayer meetings taking place, many of these lasting all night. I see many pastors sharing their income with each other. I see the American church prospering to the place that they're meeting the needs of the poor with the ability to meet needs that formerly have been met by the government. I see a new church on the horizon, not a new organization or denomination, but a radical church, so hungry for God and the things of God that others will look on in amazement. Many of the leaders of this new church will be young people, weary of the hypocrisy of the normal church. Many signs, wonders, miracles, and passion for God will attract thousands, particularly youth. The new church will suffer much persecution, not from the secular world, but from the Christian world. I see major doors of opportunity opening for these 11th hour workers. I see a new church arising that understands the times and knows how to do spiritual warfare, delivering those individuals who are demon oppressed and possessed people, doing spiritual warfare in their individual towns and city. I see an insatiable appetite among college and university students concerning end time prophecy. Many pastors and leaders will have major opportunities to teach classes concerning the end time, which will in turn spark major revivals and spiritual awakenings on college and university campuses across America, England, other parts of the United Kingdom, and Europe. I see speaking in tongues becoming the major attraction among college students, many of them communicating throughout the day in tongues, sharing visions and dreams and supernatural happenings. Classes will be disrupted for days and weeks because of students in trances, sharing spiritual dreams, testimonies, unusual happenings. Preaching contests will dominate the American scene for a period of time. Both young men and young women will preach with unusual passion and boldness, stirring major media attention. I see the suicide rate among American teens increasing rapidly, bringing a new awareness to the youth of our nation concerning spiritual things, resulting in thousands of youth in this nation turning to Christ. I see young men coming out of obscurity, old men coming out of retirement to preach the gospel. I see a million young people gathering in one geographical location in response to the call of the Spirit in this nation, sharing songs, sermons, testimonies of the supernatural. I see 24-hour prayer taking place in Washington, D.C., in many cities in our nation. More darkness in America followed by more light. I hear people crying out to God for help and against the darkness in this land. I see true prophets rising and taking their rightful place as they begin to speak the word of the Lord. Government officials will be called preachers instead of politicians. The lines in our nation will be clearly drawn between good and evil instead of liberal and conservative. I see a new focus on heaven as a result of the shaking going on in our nation. I hear songs being written about heaven, more sermons preached about heaven as a result of people having open visions of heaven, out-of-body experiences, and angelic visitations. I see the glory of God being demonstrated in the church and in the streets. The spiritual awakening in our nation, which will begin on college and university campuses, will launch many ministers and ministries to different geographical locations around the world. As a result of the redigging of the old wells, I see revival rising out of the Northeast, moving down the Eastern Seaboard into New York City. I see major spiritual gatherings in Central Park. I see Christian business people rising to the forefront in the marketplace with God ideas, witty inventions, economic insights. I see major companies and corporations in the secular world placing their entities under the umbrella of these godly businessmen and women for protection, preservation, and expansion. I see Christian business people bringing major solutions to the marketplace, providing God ideas to those in influential places. I see Christians sitting on major corporation boards as consultants because they have been anointed with the wisdom of Daniel. I see Christians reaping in many places globally where they've not even sown, discovering wealth that has been overlooked in many places internationally. I see a Christian person in this nation serving as a personal consultant to the president because of their insight to global economy. I see Christian movies about the end time receiving incredible recognition with sold-out theaters bringing quite a stir to Hollywood and the movie industry. I see many entertainers and athletes becoming powerful voices of the gospel. I see Christian songs moving to the top of the secular charts as our nation once again experiences another spiritual awakening. I see because of God ideas and winning inventions, many Christians being envied by their neighbors because of their prosperity in difficult times, such as Isaac was envied during the time when the nation was in poverty. Isaac was being blessed. Internationally, I see an upheaval taking place in Cuba with thousands of Cubans going across the globe to preach the gospel. I see Africa becoming a very wealthy continent, attracting nations to her doorstep. I see Israel becoming more hated and nations beginning to surround her. And in 2009, I said, I see Jesus coming soon. I began to prophesy concerning what I saw coming in 2010. I said, I see this nation being dissected, similar to what happened to the Soviet Union in 1990. While America is focusing on the millions of Hispanic crossing our borders, millions of Russians, Asians, and Muslims are entering this nation with a little fanfare. This was the word given in 2010. Many of them coming from other nations of the world, a part of an organized strategy to take their places in the New World Order. Many who are opening restaurants, working in common jobs, will eventually take their place to run new segments of government. The transition of power will take place so suddenly that seemingly overnight changes will be made with little resistance. I see that these plans to take over local government as well as state government is already in process. Gross darkness covering many parts of our nation. The dismantling of our nation is in motion. A new military is being formed inside our borders, an escalation of our military efforts in other parts of the world. Eventually, there will only be a skeleton crew to protect our homeland. The former United States of America, Russia, China, North Korea have already determined which parts of America will be theirs. All of this will be reciprocated by recalling the notes that our nation owes them. This will happen in conjunction with the recall of our debts, homes, churches, automobiles, etc. America must pray. We must repent, go through a cleansing process, lest we go into captivity. History does repeat ourselves. I prophesied at the first of the year about our nation running out of money. We would awaken one morning and discover that our nation is bankrupt. Other nations have recalled their notes, and we have no money to pay, no money to operate this nation. The dismantling then begins with new governments that have already been set in place. And I declared in 2010, the church must pray, the church must repent, the church must intercede, special times of prayer, seeking God. And then I did say that every prophetic word, of course, is conditional. I began to declare in 2012, I began to prophesy, I see our president gaining great favor this year, not only in this nation, but other nations as well, because of his ability to negotiate peace treaties with other countries. These accords will appear to be astounding, will expand his influence far beyond the American borders. He will receive great notoriety as a peacemaker. Even though many of these negotiations will be temporary, many churches will support him in his bid for re-election because of strong overtones of a newfound faith. In 2012, I said I see America being lulled into a false sense of security this year. I also prophesied to hear the sound of an abundance of rain coming to certain portions of America. Our nation is in drought. There will come a day that the former rain, the latter rain will come together to produce a wonderful harvest in this nation. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that we're hearing so much news and information that we become tone deaf. Like the trains near our home, we can't hear it anymore. In 2012, I said I see three spirits rising against the church in America. One is the spirit of perversion, homosexuality, wrapping itself in a religious spirit, coming to the church full force with a mob mentality, bold and openly demanding its rights and calling for major entrance into equality. I see another spirit rising that will enter with great deception, the spirit of Islam. It will come in with apparent meekness, but once in will demand its own way. Because of new national influence, both once in will set about to destroy all Christian influence in this nation. Both of these spirits will be given power and authority by a system that is already set in place in this nation. The spirit that empowers the first two will enact laws that will consume and devour independent churches that have no covering and are not aligned with an organization or major group of churches. Those who remain alone will suffer great wrath at the hands of a treacherous government who will seek to dismantle and dismember every church who stands against the evil spirits that are coming against the church, accompanied by Jezebel voices who will stand against the truth of the Holy Scriptures and will follow a new version that will become an inordinate mixture. In 2012, I said I see the Occupy movement headed right down Main Street and into the churches where they will occupy themselves protected by different laws that are being enacted even as I speak. In 2012, I said, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that lest Satan should get an advantage of us, he is now raising up apostles, prophets, and teachers, as in the church in Antioch, to lead a new dispensation of pastors and shepherds. These pastors and shepherds will submit to the governing voices of the apostles, who will be accompanied by the prophets and teachers. These apostles will be accountable and will govern under the authority of the Holy Spirit, will give direction, will provide a safe covering for churches and shepherds. The shepherds will feed the sheep and cause them to lie down in green pastures as the storms gather across this land. I see a banner rising over the people of Jehovah God, a prophetic indicator of his goodness, his unmerited favor. This double blessing season will prepare his sons and daughters a short window of opportunity to prepare for the coming crises in this land. Here the Holy Spirit is saying that we must not squander this opportunity. In 2012, I said, I see violence erupting in the streets and schools of our nation. Demonstrations and sit-ins will disrupt the rhythm and flow of our land. I see a new wave of revival sweeping across America, ignited by Spanish-speaking people. I see billions of dollars being invested into the American economy from other Muslim nations of the world, as well as other countries from the East, providing an unusual time of prosperity in America. It will appear that the economic downturn is over, but this season of prosperity will be short-lived. The Lord is giving this time of prosperity for His people to set their houses in order, for leaders to set the house of God in order. I see America coming to an unholy alignment with some other nations. In voice in 2012, I said, this is on 7:16 and 12, the voice of the accusers here. I see false accusations and trumped-up charges being brought against pastors and well-known Christian leaders in an attempt to minimize their effectiveness. I see major persecution coming against Christians in America, particularly from liberal church organizations. On September the 4th, 2012, I said, I see Barack Obama in the White House in 2013. On October the 22nd, 2012, I said, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He would do nothing unless His people pray, and then He will do nothing without the youth. No one will be excluded, but the youth must be included. Intercede for the youth. Keep your eyes upon the youth of the nations. I will do a work among your sons and daughters that will cause the nations to tremble. In October of 2012, I said, I hear the Holy Spirit saying a shaking is coming to churches in America. Many pastors will be shaken right out of their churches because of rebellion, trials, and difficulties. Others will be shaken into a new realm of anointing and will rise up to lead their congregations into radical moves of the Holy Spirit with salvations, miracles, signs, and wonders. With America experiencing the other spiritual awakening, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that God will be in a radical mood in 2013, and no one will be able to remain neutral. And then I began to give some more prophetic words in 2010 through 2012 in preparation for what I'm going to say about this year. So stay tuned. You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here giving prophetic words for the coming years I've been doing since 1990. I'll be back in just one moment. Let me just say about prophetic words. The Bible says that we know in part and prophesy in part. A prophecy is a foretelling of what is going to come so that people can prepare themselves, or there can be divine intervention through prayer. And we know that the prophet must declare what he sees. He cannot hold back from what he sees and what he is hearing from the intercessors who are in their prayer closets. Ezekiel 16 through 18 says, Son of man, I've made you watchmen, so hear the word I speak, and give them warning. The Bible says that if we do not give warnings, then we will be held accountable. And so I must declare what I see, that's the work of the prophet. I'm going to turn now to words that I gave through 2010 through 2012. I said, I see coming, in spite of major opposition to the new health care bill, I see our president signing this bill into law, serving as a historical demarcation in this nation. This bill is not a matter of health care, but government control of our lives, as we have never experienced in this nation before. I see euthanasia laws being enacted quickly as a result of this passage. I see great dependence on God and new relationships being formed in this nation to care for one another. I see another bill being passed on the heels of this one, the hate crimes bill, which will make it unlawful to speak out against most controversial subjects in this nation, will serve as a major disconnect to most Christian or conservative voices on radio and television, particularly those who stand for righteousness. This will also put pastors across America on notice that they will be fined or imprisoned if they speak out against immorality or injustice. Most Christian television radio stations will cease to operate. I see a major shift in our economy with major store closings, followed by reopening of stores that are government-owned and operated. I see another major decline in the housing market with major foreclosures, followed by a redistribution of houses being made available to minorities and other groups. I see multiple family dwellings because of this housing shortage. I see a new monetary system being introduced next year or soon due to the gloomy economic forecast worldwide. I see the suicide rate in America skyrocketing due to so many people being unable to cope with the worthlessness of their money. I see Islam replacing Christianity as the national religion in America. I see Islam will soon be taught in our public schools, universities. This is what I saw 2010 through 2012. Christian schools will be ordered to comply. Homeschooling will be outlawed but will flourish. Underground Christian schools will be formed due to the imposed employment of homosexual teachers. I see new monitoring systems being put in place in this nation, restrictions being placed on American citizens through their usage of electricity. I see food restrictions coming in America to enforce new gun control laws, a guns for bread deal. I see major unrest coming to our nation, exemplified by long lines, with major resistance coming from the citizens of this land. I see martial law being imposed with enforcements from Russia, China, and North Korea. I see a lot of mobility going on within the nation, people moving to different safe cities or safe areas. A new form of mobile living will arise. The way we do church will dramatically change during the next 10 years. I see three different types of churches in America: the co-church, the government-run church with government-appointed pastors, the social church, a political church, one that will make room for the Antichrist. Next, I see the lukewarm church. This is the feel-good church that refuses to name sin, looks good, sounds good, smells good, is attracting tens of thousands of people, but denies the power that was evident in the early church, the positive thinking church that will become very inclusive, embracing different types of orders, including homosexuality, Islam, other people groups. Inordinate mixtures will take place as a result of compromise. Their theme will be, let's all get along and work together. Then I see the hot church, a church that embraces people, opposes sin, a church that preaches pure and holy living, endorses the entire Word of God, believes in eternity, is preparing for the return of Christ, a church with demonstration of Holy Spirit power, with spiritual gifts, signs, and wonders being manifested. Out of this mixture, I see a true church arising in America. Another spiritual awakening, which will come in the middle of persecution and opposition from the cold church and the lukewarm church. I see its true beginnings coming through a spirit of repentance, the Holy Spirit taking the church through a major cleansing process with Holy Ghost conviction seen in a way that has never been experienced in any of our lifetimes. Repentance, cleansing, and forgiveness being demonstrated. The sleeping giant is about to awake. I see this spiritual awakening in this nation erupting out of the Northeast, coming down the eastern seaboard with major revivals taking place in mainline denominational churches, rivers of water flowing down the aisles of churches once occupied by robe choirs and robe ministries. I see revival come to the college and universities of America. Many young people turning to Christ, speaking in tongues will be the major attraction. Classes will be disrupted for weeks due to different manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Many of these students will leave college, go into full-time ministry. I see this revival being fueled by the conversion of major athletes and entertainers. I see churches overflowing with people day and night, services starting before dark and not concluding till after daylight. Long services with continuous testimonies. Preachers unable to preach very long because of the heavy anointing. I see massive crowds gathering in open spaces with thousands being delivered from demonic spirits. I see many meetings starting spontaneously with someone standing to preach, sing, or testify. Crowds gathering, responding accordingly. I see young people coming out of obscurity to preach no names that we've never heard of before. They will refuse to be silenced. They will come in mass with a warlike spirit, and they'll not be afraid of death. This group of young people and young adults will bring about a radical change to the spiritual climate of this nation. I see old men coming out of retirement to declare the word of the Lord, to teach, to train the younger ones. I see an army of women who, like Anna of old, having been shut up in their closets, praying and interceding for many years, I see these women come out of their closets to preach, prophesy, and lead a massive prayer army in the streets of this nation. I see hotbeds of revival in some major cities of America. I see false prophets, false shepherds arising in the land to disrupt this genuine move of God. Even men and women who at one time had a credible ministry, but they will not be sent by God. I see false prophets and hireling pastors being filled with confusion, losing their way. 11th hour workers arising to take their place instead and to do great exploits for God. I see a major transfer of money from the hands of the unrighteous to the hands of the righteous. I see Christians testifying about supernatural supply. I see Christians sharing their possessions with each other, a total new dimension of living in this nation. You're listening to Breakout, to the Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio. And I declare that that Jesus is coming soon. I'm going all the way now, fast forwarding to 2013, words that I gave in 2013. I see tribulation coming to America, and the church needs to prepare for the storm. The beast is rising, soon will permit no one to have health care, buy or sell, without a specific number. Society as we know it today will come to a halt while a new system is put in place. The church will be driven to her knees. She's bought into the system of this world, will now reap the consequences, but she will awaken, I prophesy, out of her slumber, call on the name of the Lord. He will hear and sustain her in the hour of trouble. I hear the Holy Spirit saying this is 2013. America has been weighed in the balances, found lacking as a result of our choices. There will be great lack in this land, a lack of rain, a lack of food, a lack of water, a lack of electricity, a lack of protection. I see a nation trading bread for guns. I see churches filled to capacity, searching for answers to dilemmas facing our nation. I see great revival with mass gatherings and thousands turning to Jesus. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that the church is in the midst of a sifting season. He's now pruning the church in preparation for another spiritual awakening. Those who will not be pruned will be sifted, including the rebellious, those who will not submit to spiritual authority, the offended, those who are taking up offenses, those who will not repent of open sins, those who will not repent of secret sins, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God in the house of God. Here the Holy Spirit is saying that he's holding his ministers accountable for not declaring the truth to their congregations, for not preparing them for the pruning process. Here the Holy Spirit is saying this pruning process consists of repentance, cleansing, and prayer. Those who do not respond will be sifted. All of this in preparation for the greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit in American history. I hear the Holy Spirit saying the shaking is coming to churches in America. Many pastors will be shaken right out of their churches because of rebellion, trials, and difficulties. Others will be shaken into a new realm of anointing, will rise up to lead their congregation into radical moves of the Holy Spirit with salvations, miracles, signs, wonders, with America experiencing another spiritual awakening. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he is in a radical mood. I hear the Holy Spirit saying in 2014, before I get to 2015, I see refugee camps being built to first of all house children that are coming to this nation. Camps that would be built by government, will be built by government funds, To begin with, these camps will be considered mercy camps, with multitudes of Americans supporting this cause because it will involve helping children. So many will reach out with their hearts of compassion, but eventually these camps will begin to house another group of people, Christians, who refuse to convert. These camps will be massive in size, with poor living conditions, designed for those who will not comply to Islam or to a new world order. I see prisoners being released from their prison cells in America to become a part of the government's Revolutionary Guard. Empty cells will then be occupied by Christian leaders and governmental leaders who will not comply. And the word for 2015 is comply. Compliance will be the buzzword, by the way, in 2015, as I fast forward for just a moment. But going back to 2014, I said empty cells will then be occupied by Christian leaders and government leaders and governmental leaders who will not comply to this new world order system, striking terror in the hearts of Americans. Before, I see masses of people fleeing to the north as well as to the south. I see massive food shortages accompanied by the exchange of guns for bread. I see two states merging to take up arms of resistance with much bloodshed, with foreign troops being called in to join the fray against those who resist this new world order. Then the lamentations of Jeremiah will once again be heard. How lonely sits the city that was once so full of people, who was great among the nations, has become a slave. She weeps bitterly in the night. She's none to comfort her. Her friends have become her enemies. Her adversaries have become the master. Her enemies prosper, for the Lord has afflicted her because of the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone into captivity before her enemy. All her splendor is departed. She remembers all of her pleasant things that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hands of the enemy with no one to help her. The adversaries saw her and mocked at her downfall. All who honored her despised her. She did not consider her destiny, therefore her collapse. Her collapse was awesome. In 2014, I prophesied I see a war going on in the American church between Ishmael and Isaac. Many churches and congregations in this land being birthed in the flesh, others receiving a makeover in the realm of the flesh, led by managers instead of messengers, speaking to the flesh of their constituents instead of their spirit. They permitted the fire to go out on the altar and have turned off the lights in the prayer room, raising up a generation that does not know the Lord, a generation of converts who have rose up to play while the enemy lurks at the door to devour us, a generation of people who have become addicted to pleasures and entertainment, a drunken generation with itching ears looking for someone who will motivate them and not mention their sin. While the church, the hope of this nation, slumbers and sleeps, the enemy lurks at the door, ready to devour this land. I see an Ishmael church that has lost its voice of authority, its moral compass in this nation, being comfort creatures and giving in to the affluence of this land, while the leaders of America has made deals in the back room that will take us into captivity. The lights have gone out on the altar in the prayer room because they no longer feel it's necessary to seek the Lord. We're a nation that has it all, drunk on our own pleasures and desires, while the enemy waits at the door, lurks at the door to devour us. Meanwhile, I see an army of intercessors in this land who are crying out day and night for Isaac, a spirit-led church. I hear a cry from the holy place, intercessors groaning and travailing for Isaac to come and replace Ishmael in this nation, churches that are operating according to the flesh, according to the dictates of their own heart and mind, a generation of Christian leaders who have become more in tune with the wishes of their constituents than hearing the voice of the Lord. I see great persecution coming to the church, turning the hearts of the Christians back to Jehovah God, resulting in citywide prayer meetings. As churches begin to gather in arenas and stadiums, sometimes praying all night for their city and their nation, I see entire cities of turning back to Christ, with city fathers overturning city ordinance that will permit churches to have free access into every nook and cranny in the city in their city or community. I see local school boards permitting preaching and praying in the classroom. I see Isaac being welcomed into many cities in this nation. I see a major migration in America with many people moving from cities of darkness, running to the cities of light because of the darkness and violence in their city. I see prophets who are watching on the wall, being interviewed on many radio and television networks concerning future events. I see prophetic teachers being sought after because new converts are becoming passionate to know more about coming events in this nation and nations of the world. I see an army of young preachers coming out of obscurity to speak and preach to their generation. I see this army of young preachers being mentored by spiritual fathers in the morning and then standing to preach in the evening. I see a new wave of revival coming to America, being led by Spanish-speaking people, young adults, and women preachers. I see desegregation taking place in the church, with young and old meeting together during the church services, entire families sitting together to worship and hear the preaching of the word accompanied by interpreters. I see Barack Obama becoming the leader of the Muslim world, with America included in this caliphate. I see our president introducing a gentle reform of Islam in this nation, which will be accepted by many in the beginning, but will eventually turn ugly with many Christians being killed or imprisoned because they will not convert. I see sweeping changes in the laws of this nation, with our Constitution being changed in order to conform to the laws of another land, setting the stage for a one-world government. I see elections being overturned and results being undermined, being determined by a newly formed court system that will determine final results of elections. After the November elections in 2014, I see a sudden downturn in the economy, which will send shockwaves throughout this nation, but will eventually have a speedy recovery due to an infusion of foreign financial aid, which will come at a heavy price with many concessions. I see many Christians being driven to their knees as a result of the condition of our land, which has been taken and given to others as a result of our walls being broken down, its gates being burned with fire, all because she did not consider destiny. And then Dale Gentry cried out, "Lord, there's got to be more. What about us who have contended for revival and other spiritual awakening in this nation?" And then I heard the Holy Spirit say, "Because of the prayers of my saints and because of the promises that I've made and the covenants that I've made with this nation, I've not forgotten or forsaken the remnant which you've held fast to the truth. I will remember the covenants that I gave and that I made with America and my people in this nation. And I will come one more time because of the prayers of the saints. And I will raise up places according to Isaiah 53:54. And this nation and nations will know that I am God. I will roar out of Zion and I will respond with my mighty hand. I will not be silent. I will come. And there shall be cities in this nation that will experience my glory, says the Lord. And one will say to another, 'Let us go to that city. Let us go to that city.' They're building and rebuilding the walls and putting back the gates. And I will cause a holy people to set at the gates of those cities. And I will make a deposit of my glory there. I will put my mark on those who sigh and cry. Put a mark on those cities that are calling upon my name. And I will spare those cities that are praying for their city and calling on my name." I'll be back just a moment to give these words now for 2015. prophetic words I have for America, the nations of the world, understanding that most all prophetic words are conditional. That means with prayer and repentance, circumstances and situations may be turned around or reversed. But I see contracts and agreements that have been signed, sealed, and delivered are now being enacted, are now coming to the forefront. I declare that compliance will be the buzzword in this year, the next 2 or 3 years. I declare that America has been sold into slavery, and unless we have a spiritual awakening, unless we have revival, we will become slaves to other nations of the world. This process is now underway. This process is being revealed by civil disobedience. Civil disobedience is going to come to the forefront as people recognize what is happening in our nation. Foreign troops will fill the streets in our cities, bring us to a new order. Confiscation of weapons will follow, met by more resistance, but this will be only short-lived as food shortages will be filled by the trading of guns for bread. There will be a new call to arms by citizens and governors of a few states, which will result in a form of secession from the Union, defining America as no longer being called the United States. But these states will not surrender to this new order, resulting in much bloodshed. There will be great revival meetings in this nation, and which this nation has never known. Many turning to Jesus. Immediately there will be those who will preach the gospel. This great awakening will start with Spanish-speaking people who are all already in place to counter the darkness coming upon this nation. Many churches will lose their buildings as a result of escalated interest rates and payments. Many individuals will lose their homes that are not paid for because of major spikes in the interest rates. Major migration coming to America. Many people fleeing darkness, fleeing to safe cities. Troubling times will cause many young people to stand and prophesy. And many great leaders in America will begin to turn to prophetic words that they are hearing and things that they are seeing in the spirit. I see more people focusing on heaven, accompanied by preaching on heaven, hell, and eternity. I see Christian business people rising to the forefront with their witty inventions and God ideas, making room for the bartering revolution, the exchanging of goods, what is rapidly becoming a cashless society. I declare that many people are turning to Jesus as a result of another great spiritual awakening, revival breaking out in cities all across America as people prepare for the coming of the Lord. I see Jesus coming soon. Thank you for listening here on this Thursday, me sharing prophetic words, what I see coming to America and this nation and nations of the world. So God bless you for being a part of the Breakout Prayer Network.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.